Polytheism.
Polytheism had much to offer early civilizations. Exciting characters, lots of holidays, plenty of good old-fashioned animal sacrifice. It also explained the origins of man and the various mysteries of life with rivetingly implausible stories. The gods that made up a particular polytheistic religion were referred to as a pantheon. The stories of a particular pantheon together created a mythology, the name we gave to every collection of crazy nonsense stories besides our own.
Monotheism.
As the millennia flew by and man grew ever more sophisticated, the idea that the world was controlled by a cast of invisible, emotionally unstable supernatural beings grew laughable. Instead, the world was actually controlled by one all-powerful, invisible, emotionally unstable supernatural being, known hereafter as God. God loved man. All that he asked in return was that man acknowledge his singularity and return his love. The lure of monotheism over polytheism was clear. Exalt this all-powerful being in whose image you were created, or sit around and wait for the god of thunder to get bored, disguise himself as a bull, and come fuck you in the ass for no good reason.
Judaism.
The oldest of the monotheistic religions, Judaism is based on the ancient covenant between God and a Middle Eastern shepherd named Abraham. To test Abraham's faith, God commanded him to slit the throat of his son Isaac. Abraham, a real team player, agreed. But at the last second, God had him sacrifice a ram instead. To commemorate this event, all Jewish males have their foreskins cut off at a catered brunch on their eighth day of life. Abraham's devotion earned the Jews the title of God's chosen people. Nothing bad ever happened to them again.
And Abraham stretched forth his hand and took the knife to slay his son. And yea, did he hear tittering from on high, for the Lord was richly amused. And he came down in a cloud of thunder, saying, O, thou shouldst see the look on thy face. And Abraham threw down his knife in great confusion, saying, Wouldst thou truly have had me extinguish my beloved son? And he wept with anguish. And the Lord said, Surely thou art awestruck in the fullness of thy punking. But Abraham would not be consoled.
Christianity.
The second oldest monotheistic religion, Christianity, is based on the Old Testament belief that the God of Abraham prophesied a Messiah. Christians believe that this Messiah was Jesus of Nazareth. A carpenter by trade, Jesus spread wisdom and compassion throughout the land, which back then was the kind of thing that could get a fella killed. Jesus was nailed to a wooden cross, then rose from the dead 3 days later. It's this part of the story, the rising from the dead part, that really gave his teachings what we called legs. Jews agreed that Jesus lived, but disputed that he was the Messiah. We all know how much they like to argue.
And Jesus said, Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. And Simon Peter was sore curious and cried, Lord, does that mean we should pick up poisonous snakes in church and shake them around? So Jesus said, Sure, go ahead. And his sarcasm was palpable. But when Jesus saw the disciples were writing his words down, he said, Wait, don't do that. But Simon Peter said, Too late. And the youngest disciple was already running around, wreathed in cobras, crying, Look at me, I'm holy. And though Jesus swore up and down he was joking, the disciples would hear him not. Jesus mourned in spirit, but after a while, even he had to see the humor in the situation. And after they had buried the youngest disciple, Jesus and his followers met a chick named Martha.
Christianity was split in two in 1517, when a dissident priest named Martin Luther nailed his 95 Theses, a list of complaints about Catholic practice, to the door of a German church. Within hours, William Donahue of the Catholic League had issued a press release calling for an apology and a boycott.